Hello, hello! You are listening to CPA Career Path Podcast with Rosie Flaherty, CPA MSA. This is episode number 17. We continue the conversation about the CPA journey with Blaise Wabble from the episode number 16. I know that technology is such a big deal right now. For what you do right now, you like 100% focusing on technology only, but using audit skills to audit the technology.
That is correct.
So for students, they're just thinking that accounting is just about numbers. Accounting is just about doing all the paperwork. How could you tell the student about this potential interesting area that it's just going to be so big for now or in the future?
Yeah, no, the accounting profession is beyond just traditional numbers. People will just think financial statement audits or taxes, right? But there's business valuation. There is business strategy. There's merger and acquisition. There is advisory consulting. There's IT audit, in which I am. So the roadmap is endless on what you can do with an accounting career. You don't have to be a traditional tax accountant or financial statement auditor or senior accountant or, you know, AP clerk or things like that. You can go beyond that. Most venture capital firms today actually could have a CPA background, but you're doing finance, right? Again, with a CPA background, you see things a little differently and you understand business differently. In the technology sector, for those that love technology, again, there are the SAC 1 and SAC 2 reports that are very requested and required by a lot of companies to do. A lot of companies are required to do SAC 2. There's a niche there where you can be a CPA. And if you are a CPA, set you ahead of your peers that do SAC reports without having a CPA. It cannot be a partner at a firm, right? We all know that big four accounting firms, in order to make partner, you have to be a CPA. Matter of fact, I think today, in order to be a senior at any big four, you have to be a CPA or you never get promoted. Right. So big four firms also offer SAC auditing. If you want to be a partner, you're going down that track, having a CPA license comes in handy. So there are a lot of benefits of being a CPA, and the profession is very vast. Technology is one sector that you can thrive in as a CPA.
Yeah, I talk to a lot of people. We talk about how variety you can do in accounting, not just about, as you say, traditional ways. There are so many different things you can do, and it just give you a strong foundation. I really want to go deeper in your experience at the current company. You stay at the company for 10 years. I know you love technology, but a lot of times, you know, like people, they move to different companies in 2 or 3 years because they try to find a place that they feel that they can fit in the company. How do you know that it is the place that you're looking for, or you know that it is a perfect fit for you? Are you a perfect fit for the company?
That's a great question, Rosie. When I first joined the firm was only 2 years old. They started in 2010. I joined in 2013, June of 2013. I call Align my second baby, my second child. The reason why is when I joined the firm, I only had one child, and my other two children came after I joined the firm. We were very small at that time. I'm fortunate that I've been taken care well by the firm. And we went through two rounds of funding, I've had stock options and I have stocks with the firm as well. I'm very well vested in the firm. And in 2020, they made me partner. So I'm a partner at the firm today. I've been a partner for this December, will be 3 years. So they've been taking good care of me. We have great clients that we service. Security is really important. You cannot run a business if your infrastructure goes down. If you have a cyber attack, everything crumbles. And even for investors, no investor wants to invest money in a company that knows that they cannot keep their infrastructure up and running, right? Or their network up and running. It doesn't matter how great your product is or your service is. If you don't have security to protect your service and your product from running, you can be shut down by a cyber criminal. Right. So what we do is important. We help our clients mitigate the risk of cyber threats. We live in a digital world today. Everything is digital. It doesn't matter what service you have or what product you sell, you need to be online. You need to have a website. You need to have an application. You need to have systems as well for your employees to be able to work on, especially today we work remotely, right? Everybody works remotely. We are having the session remotely, right? So I think it's critically important that people that are going into the CPA profession can consider cybersecurity from the landscape of protecting the privacy and the security of systems and people online. And I think it's rewarding. So what I do matters, right? I help our clients keep their systems online.
I'm just curious. So what kind of clients who come to you for the service?
All industries. The technology sector is big. Maybe 8 out of 10 of our clients build some sort of software, right? So they're in the software space. They could be in healthcare, but they're building a software for the healthcare hospitals or insurance companies. Healthcare is a big vertical. I lead a healthcare practice. So we have a huge presence in that market as well. The federal sector is a big space for us. It's a big industry for us. If you are a federal contractor doing business for any federal agency, you're required to be FISMA compliant, NIST compliant. If you are in a federal cloud, you're required to be FedRAMP compliant. The list goes on and on. In the payment space, we also do a lot of payment. We have a lot of payment clients. So let's say you go to a restaurant. Every time your credit card is swiped, there's a lot of security that happens behind that swipe, right? A lot of merchants and vendors involved in that process. So we need to ensure that your data is secure. So Visa card, MasterCard, American Express, Discovery, they came together and put a framework or a standard called the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, PCI DSS. So any company that processes credit card information, stores credit card information, or transmits credit card information, they are required to be PCI compliant. So again, we have clients across the whole spectrum. We partner with big firms like AWS, Amazon Web Services. They are a cloud provider, and we partner with them, and you know, all of their clients downstream could be potential clients of ours in technology space. So
I see. I think you are the first person I interview that have the IT audit background. It's just so different from all the people I interview with. Talking about, you know, talking about clouding, talking about being CPAs, and it's just amazing how much you can do with your CPA license. And now talking about the CPA license, did you have any problems when you studied for the CPA exam long time ago? I know you got the CPA license shortly after you graduated. Did you still remember?
It's been several years, but I had some challenges. Quite honestly, I could not pass the exam. I'm not the most intelligent person or the smartest person. I don't assimilate book knowledge as well as most individuals, believe it or not. Even though my GPA from college was, I had a good GPA, but I could not pass the CPA exam. I had to take the exam several times, actually. So a four-part exam, I had to take it 11 times before I passed. I took several sessions, more than twice, actually. From the time I passed the first exam, I used a full 18 months, right? I did not pass in 9 months. Now people that pass in 6 months, I took the full 18 months to pass. And at the time I already had a child, which is even more difficult. So working a full-time job, being a parent and being a family provider, managing all that with studying could be a challenge, right? So I was studying from the hours of midnight till 7 a.m. in the morning. Then I have to transition, start working from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I went to bed early. I had to go to bed at 6 p.m. so that I can be up in the morning at midnight. So to be able to study. So that was my life for 18 months, literally.
Wow. Have you ever think that you just wanted to give up because it's just so challenging?
Oh, yeah, so many absolutely. Times. Matter of fact, the first time I failed in my first section, I think I took about a year before I even started back again. the exam. So I almost gave up, to your point, but I'm glad that I had a family and friends that encouraged me to keep going. So
that's good. That's good. Because a lot of time when I ask people, like staff, when are you going to take a CPA exam? The common question I receive is that, when I have time. I told them that you never have time. You just need to make time for it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah.
And to that point, my recommendation will be the earlier you can start after college, the better. Because the more time passes, you have more responsibilities, whether it's family related or work related or some other personal desires in life, right, as you get older. I would say, yeah, I strongly recommend as soon as you graduate from college, the sooner you can get that exam done with, the better you would be.
Yeah, and talking about the CPA and accounting for people who like want to be in this career, as we know that a lot of people, they tend to do not want to be in accounting career because of a lot of reasons. But people, you and me are other CPAs in this accounting career. We try to bring the best knowledge, the best information for young people, or even we even reach out to high school students to just show them what is this career like. So if you can speak like on behalf of this CPA career to young people about this CPA, if they want to join the CPA career or not, what would you say?
I would say it's a very lucrative career. You can make a great living in the career. And then you can also, I know a lot of young people want to add value in the lives of others, right? They want to feel like what they do matters. In my vertical, from a cybersecurity perspective, as I mentioned earlier, cyber threats are on the rise because everybody's online. So what I do matters. It prevents young kids from being attacked online and being scammed, right? Young children that are just playing games, or young teenage adults that might be bullying people online, right? Cyberbullying is a real thing. Or a business that's running their business and providing for other employees, and their system's going down. It might be a matter of them going bankrupt or not. So what I do on a daily basis matter, and that keeps me motivated to do what I do. But the profession as a whole has a lot of opportunities. You know, whether you're doing taxes, you're helping people, you know, make sure that they are staying on top of paying their taxes, or legally not paying or leveraging a tax code in order not to pay as much taxes. That's important, right? Or whether it's an auditor that's helping a client ensure that their books are in order so that investors can invest into their companies and stakeholders and stockholders as well. So I think the profession is great. My recommendation to young professionals would be try to find an ally in the industry, somebody that has done accounting before. It could be a family member, or it could be a friend, or it could be a teacher or a professor that worked in the profession and then retired and now is teaching, right? So that you can have some conversations on what you currently like and what your skills are and how that could fit in the industry. Because starting those conversations early opens your mind to how to make it happen as well, right? And it's never too early to start. You could be in middle school but start having those conversations as well.
Amazing. I love that. I love that. So you also mentioned that you have a podcast, that you are a host for your company podcast. Out of curiosity, what's the podcast you're normally talking about?
Yeah, so the name of the podcast is Compliance Crosswalk. And on the podcast, we discuss the intersection between security, privacy, mm-hmm. risk management, and compliance. And I invite several clients, business partners, just colleagues in the industry to have those conversations. So that's the focus of the podcast. I'm grateful that I'm the host of the podcast. And, you know, I've had incredible conversations as well. So
awesome. So people, you are watching this podcast, make sure to check out his podcast.
Yeah. Compliance Crosswalk. And you can find it on any podcast medium, whether it's iPhone or, you know, Spotify or the several other ones that are out there. So
Awesome. Thank you. I don't have any other questions to you about the CPA career, but I do have the last question. Are you going to be like your dad? You want to have all three kids going to be a CPA, studying accounting?
That's a great question. The answer is no. The answer is no. Matter of fact, I tell my kids quite the opposite. You go to college if you desire. I will not make my kids go to college. I am not a big proponent of college. I think very differently when it comes to things like that. What I do is I train my kids how to understand money. So I give them financial education. They all have investments as well and businesses. My older son started a lemonade stand when he was six. He started selling his toys online. And today he owns vending machines in different businesses.
Seriously?
He has a bank account and he's 12. Yeah. So
wow.
I teach my kids very differently on how to understand money and how the world works. So if they go to college, if they want to, I will not make my kids go to college. Hopefully by that age, they understand business well enough that they can go into business right away. So
I'm very impressed about how you teach your kids. And I know that a lot of parents, they say like, you have to graduate from college. It doesn't matter what degree. You need to have a college degree and then you can do whatever you want. But you kind of opposite. You like, you can either go to college or not, but you need to understand the business functions, the business, how business works.
That is correct. Again, in my opinion, college is meant for some particular professions. If you want to be a CPA, you have to go to college, right? You cannot not go to college. If you want to be a doctor, you have to go to college and you have to go to medical school. If you want to be an attorney, you have to go to law school, which means you have to go to college. If you want to be an engineer, you have to go to college and then go to engineering school. So depending on what profession you want to do, college is required in some professions, but there are a lot of professions out there that you do not need a college degree. To start a company, you don't need a college degree to start a company. Anybody can do that. So, I give my kids options and let them kind of choose what they want to do. The important thing is that I teach them financial education at home. Make sure that they understand how money works.
Wow, dad of the year. You both thumbs up. That's amazing. I love that. I love that. We need that. Because you know what? A lot of time, people think that you are CPAs, you work so much, you don't have time for your kids. And they would just grow up like without spending a lot of time with their parents. So here you are, an example. You set an example for us saying that I'm a CPA. I am busy. I have a lot of experience. At the same time, I do have a very good way to raise my kids. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm grateful. Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you so much for the interview today. It's amazing. Maybe I can come back for another interview just to ask you how you raise your kids.
Yeah, I love talking and, providing any tips that I can to anybody out there. So thanks for having me. And if you would love to have me back again, I would love to. I'd love to.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Place, and you have a great day.
You too, Rosie. Cheers.
Thank you.